I kindly ask Lisa if you can
Yes.
raise a little the volume of your microphone because I have a little bit of trouble. I hear you lower than the other speakers.
Okay.
I don't know if
Okay.
just me, but only with your mic.
Okay, let's see if I can do something with
Now that you mentioned it, Renata, that's actually true. I didn't realize it, but now that you said it's kind of not that well quality, not as good as it could be.
Is it better now?
A bit
Is it
at
any
least.
better now?
Yeah.
Okay, it may also be with the headset because I have the wireless headset. I might maybe change it at some point. So welcome to the second day of our training. Yesterday you had the introduction, and also we began our ABC model, and today we are going to continue with that. I'll share the there I have the right one. So you should be now seeing the ABC model again.
Yes, it is.
So we are going to go to stage two of the design, the course design. So yesterday you did the preliminary analysis for the course design, and now we are going to the visual storyboard. So what we are going to do soon is that you are going back to the small groups, to those same breakout rooms that you were working yesterday, and you'll continue with that course that you started yesterday. And for that, as I explained already yesterday, we have the Flinger board, which is a virtual whiteboard. And there's a Flinger for each group that you can work on. In the Flinger board, there are the learning type cards ready for you. There is four cards or sets of cards per each learning type. So if that is not enough for some learning type, then maybe you can just add a sticky note or a postage note indicating the learning type if those four sets is not enough. So you plan your learning types first, what kind of learning types you're going to use and at what point of the course. So you add the cards to the timeline. And then when you have designed all the learning types, then you're going to kind of turn the cards around and see on the other side how you are going to, or what the students are going to do to achieve that, or to do that learning type, which methods you are going to use. And is it online or is it face to face, or how you go, how this is organized. Also look at the, or think about the assessment. Which learning types, which activities you are going to assess and how they are assessed and who does the assessment. And maybe mark if it's a formative assessment or summative assessment. And I added in the slide there that in the original UCL ABC model, the formative assessment is marked by a silver star, and the summative assessment is marked by a golden star. You don't have the stars in the Flinger board now, but you can maybe just put a letter F or a S or somehow indicate of what kind of assessment you are using or you are planning to use. And when you are ready with the plan, with the storyboard, then go back to the Excel that you used yesterday for the activities graph and review your plan and make another graph so that you can see if the plan has changed or if the activities graph has changed during the planning process. And we have 1 hour for this stage. So when you are ready in the small group, then we'll come back to this main room. And then each group is going to present the plan to others. And then we'll discuss it together and maybe get feedback from the other participants. Here are the links for the Flinger boards. So each group has their own Flinger, and as I said yesterday, you don't need to log in or you just click the link and you get to the board. And when you are in the breakout rooms, Maria and I will maybe then pop in to see how you're doing. If you have questions or problems, you can, of course, you can always shout out to us that you want us to pop in to if you have something to ask. Any questions at this point?
Sorry, this is Fernando. I just wanted to ask you, anything related to this point, but in general, is it possible to use, can we use these presentations as well? Because I found them really interesting in order to let other colleagues to know this method and everything. I see that they have the copyright, the open access copyright, but I don't know.
Yes, if you want to, you can download the whole ABC toolkit from the UCL webpages. That's what we have done for this training because they distribute it freely, so you can use them. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I downloaded it and I didn't use all of the slides for this training. I kind of picked the main points from those presentations. But yes, there's a toolkit for the whole ABC model in the UCL web pages that you can use. Yes.
And that's a great idea, Fernando, because one of the main ideas of this for them training was that because we can only take a limited number of participants, then if you think these are useful ideas, then you can spread the word in your organization, let your colleagues know and disseminate the same ideas there. So that's a very good idea. And yes, these are available for you.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else? I think we are still missing some of our participants, but anyways, there are at least 2 people in each group. So I think you could
just wanted to make sure, is this using Flinger clear to everyone how it works? Is there a need to show that?
Initially, I think so. Later on,
And I want to point out that this Flinger is something that we are now using in so Flinger is not originally in the UCL's model. They don't use Flinger. There are several possibilities how you can do this storyboard or how you can build this storyboard now that you are doing it virtually. For example, in some trainings, people use Padlet walls to make the storyboard. And of course, maybe the simplest way might be just to use a PowerPoint slide where you have the board and then you just add text boxes or images or or stuff like that. So there are several possibilities what tool you could use to build the storyboard. We are now using and kind of a trying out this Flinger. Okay, so
may I ask?
Yes, go ahead.
I opened the Flinger page, but I'm not sure I understand how it works, because the first row has frames.
Mm-hmm.
So are we supposed only to fill the first row, or are we supposed to fill all of them?
You can use the whole board.
Okay. Yeah. And also, I don't, it seems
I can
not...
show. I can show the, again, the test Flinger that I
because it seems that I'm not able to change the topic title. I don't know how to interact with it. I can just move the post-it notes, but I cannot.
Yes. I'll stop this PowerPoint sharing, and I'll share the Flinger. I thought I had it open somewhere. Just a minute. Yeah, there I had it.
Is someone in group 4 moving stuff on the board? Okay.
Okay. Now you should be able to see the Flinger board.
Yes.
Okay. These are the learning type cards that you have ready, and these you can move here if you want to. And you can zoom in and zoom out from here, and you can drag the. This is fixed. All these texts are fixed in the background board. So if you want to add text here, you need to do it from here. Choose text, and then you can here you can choose the color of the text, for example, if I want to take blue, and then right here, for example, your module name, for example, and then send, and here it is. And then you can drag it to the right place where you want it to be. So that's how you add text. You can't edit these. These are fixed here. Or if you want to add another note, for example, and you can move them around. And if you want to delete a note, you realize that, okay, that's not, we don't need that one. You just click it so that it got the borders around, and then you just click the bin. Other questions?
Oh, perfect. I didn't realize that the board was a background.
Yes.
Yeah,
maybe
okay.
I
understand. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I just explained it not too well yesterday. Okay, but now I think I'll open the breakout rooms.